Harper's Playhouse. Presenting No Henry's imperishable masterpiece, Christmas by Injunction. Playhouse, NBC's popular Sunday night dramatic series, brings you radio adaptations of the best in the field of short stories. Selections from the works of those dead and living who were and are acknowledged masters of their craft. To the reader of short stories, O. Henry needs no introduction. No one knew better than he the art of holding his reader in suspense, and then, with the last few words, revealing his plot in its entirety. Rachel Lindsay wrote of him, he always worked a triple hint surprise to end a scene and make one rub his eyes. Tonight's tale of Christmas and the winning chance for the young West is no exception. Author's Playhouse presents O. Henry's Christmas by Injunction.
Along with you, Cherokee. Ain't so much as an air bubble between what's in it and the car.
Well, thank you, sir. That's right, neighborly of it.
It's good for snake bites. Easy to get snake bit.
Oh, these are one pie to bite each other, reckon, eh?
Oh, Cherokee.
Oh, yes.
Is there nothing which we, your fellow citizens of Yellowhammer, can say or do to influence you to forsake your plans for departing from our midst?
I'm afraid not, Jazz. Oh, my mind's made up.
But, Cherokee, you are the, shall I say, the civic father of Yellowhammer.
He sure is.
It was you who discovered the gold which was responsible for the establishment of our fair cities.
I reckon that's a fact, Judge. One day when old Betsy here was a diamond on quartz and prickly pear, I turned up that nugget. 30 ounces she was.
30 ounces,
eh? Yeah, but what Cherokee done, he didn't hold out on his friends.
No.
I was up in the Gila country when he got word to me about the strike he made.
And me? I was in Santa Fe. As busted as a four-card diamond flush with a club draw to it.
I too was financially embarrassed. Only temporarily, of course, when the gladsome tidings reached me in El Paso.
Yeah, I was up on the Salt River, flattering one of Mama Cita Rosa's frijoles.
You see, Cherokee, merely because the fickle goddess turned her back on you for the moment, it's hardly sufficient cause for you to forsake your friend.
Oh, no. When my claim played out, it just played out. I'm much more than obliged to all of you for your kind offers made, but grubstake is all I need, and the grubstake's what I got. I reckon I'll prospect up along in the Mariposas. And if I strike it up there, I'll most certainly pass the word along.
Yes, sir. If your mind's made up, I reckon it's made up, and there's nothing more we can say. But if Lady Luck don't see fit to warm her hands by your campfire up in the Mariposas, don't forget for a single minute you've got friends here in Yellowhammer. Friends that's beholden to you.
Yes, sir, indeed, yes, indeed, Cherokee. I speak for all when I say, I hope you will consider Yellowhammer in perpetual debt to you for bed, bacon and eggs, and hot water for shaving.
Thank you, Jeff. There's more than one here. Well, we better be getting. Move along, Missy.
Hi, Jeff. Here we go. Good luck,
whatever call you may make upon us, the Yellowhammer will never forget its Romulus and Remus. December the 20th, gentlemen. The old year is fast approaching its inevitable descent into the limbo of things that have been.
Yeah, that's right, Jack.
Hey, Jeff, look who's here. Baldy! He just got in with the mail's mouth, and he's got loose a Cherokee.
Baldy, you old buzzard.
step up and name your poison.
Don't mind if I do.
When was it old Cherokee headed out for the Mariposas?
Latter part of May, seems like.
But I made it. That means Cherokee's been gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
Gentlemen, let us hear the welcome tidings Baldy brings us of our long absent friends.
The judge is right. Get to talking, Baldy.
Well, I'll do that, gents. Well, sir, what do I see in Albuquerque? But Cherokee all embellished and festooned up like the Tsar of Turkey and lavishing money in both. Yes, sir. And him and he see the elephants and the owls. Cherokee, he orders all bills COD. Why, his pockets loaded like a, looked like a pool table after a 15-ball run.
Sheriff, you must have drunk payor. Well, he's a square shooter and I'm proud for him.
Seems like he'd ramble down the Yellowhammer and set up around for his friends.
It seems that way.
Gentlemen, let us judge not too hastily. It is no hustle.
Well, that's right, Judge. I'm coming to that. Boys, Cherokee strikes a 3-foot vein up in that Mariposa that assays a trip to Europe to the count.
Oh, yes, sir.
And he closes it out to a syndicate for $100,000 hasty dollars in.
Yes, he's smart. I've seen them things bent out the length of a pick handle.
And what do you think? Why, he buys himself a baby sealskin overcoat and a red sled. And what do you reckon he takes into his head to do next?
Chocolat?
No.
Body shoe?
No.
Got married?
No. You just would never guess in a million years, so I'll tell you.
Well,
Cherokee took me to a room and showed me. He got that room plumb full of drums and dolls and skates and bags of candy and jumping jacks and whistles and such infantile trucks.
Well, he's red soft-headed. That's what he's done.
Pray continue, Baldy. We're all ears.
Well, sir, he's going to load up in his red sleigh. Now, wait a minute. Don't order the drinks yet. He's going to drive down here to Yellowhammer and give the kids of this here town, the biggest crying doll and little giant boy's suitcase blowout that was ever seen with Cape Hatteras.
I'm astonished.
I'm speechless.
Baldy, didn't you tell him?
No one ever exactly seen my way to.
Why not?
Cherokee had his Christmas mess already bought and paid for, and he was all flattered up with self-esteem over his ideas, so I never let on.
I cannot refrain from a certain amount of surprise that our friend Cherokee should possess such an erroneous conception of his, as it were, hometown.
Well, Cherokee's been gone from Yellowhammer most 7 months. Lots of things could happen in that length of time.
How is he to know there ain't a single kid in this town?
It's the first immigration concern unexpected.
Come to think of it, it's funny some ain't drifted in.
Well, I reckon the town ain't settled enough yet to bring in the teething ring brigade.
Not only that, to top all these Christmas trees for the Cherokees, he's a-fixin' to give an imitation of Santa Claus.
He's
got white wings and whiskers that disfigures him and makes him look like the pictures of this here William Cullen Longfellow in the poetry book. And a red suit of fur-trimmed underwear, 8-ounce gloves, and stand-up, lay-down, crocheted cap.
Baldy, when does Cherokee allow to come over with his truck?
Morning before Christmas. Now, he wants you folks to have a room fixed up when the tree hauled and ready. But he said be sure and keep it a secret from the kids.
You think that the voice of childhood has never gladdened our city? The patter of restless little feet never consecrated its streets? Nowhere in Yellowhammer are there roguish, expectant eyes, ready to open wide at the dawn of the enchanting day. Eager, tiny hands to reach for Santa's bewildering array of gifts. Elated, childish voicings of the season's joy.
That's right, Judge. Cherokee also made mention he'd appreciate whatever assistance the women folks of Yellowhammer might care to render for his little soiree.
Well, there ain't but one female woman in town, Baldy. Miss Walker, the assayer.
You forget Miss Sanchon Spangler in The Truth of the Opera House.
Woo-hoo!
An Eskimo lady, I'm sure.
And if worse come to worse, maybe Miss Sanchon could play like she was a little girl for Cherokee, like she done in that show, The Miner's Bride.
No, Thirsty. Her performance was adequate, circumstances taken into consideration. But between her delineation and the visions of adolescence which fancy conjures as eligible recipients of Cherokee's bounty, there is a gulf.
Hmm?
Yes, I may say a gulf.
Yeah.
meeting of the leading citizens of Yellowhammer for a mighty special reason.
What is it?
Well, it'd be a disgrace to Yellowhammer if it throwed Cherokee down on his Christmas tree blowout.
That's right.
Well, as for me, I'm going to see what can be done to give Santa Claus a square deal.
Yes, sir, that's right. Where were you?
My cooperation would be gladly forthcoming to
Thank you, Jed.
But I do not see, frankly, heretofore, I have regarded the absence of children rather as a luxury. But in this instance, still, I do not see...
Look at me, Jed, and you'll see old ways and knees with a pearl. I'm going to hitch up a team and rustle a load of kids for Cherokees down the chimney act if I got a robin orphan a
I will accompany you.
Why, Wilson and his old lady that's homesteading down Wild Horse Canyon have got a whole pack full of kids. Well, they could loan out a couple or so and never know they was gone.
Yeah, and don't forget to rent a Singletary over towards Wildcat Cross. When old man Singletary cashed in his chips last summer, he left there with anyways a dozen or so young'uns, sorted sizes and ages.
Have no fear, gentlemen. When Trinidad and I return, we shall be accompanied by our bevy of laughing, carefree children. If the mountain refuses to come to Muhammad, behold, Muhammad will go to the mountain.
This is Wiley Wilson's place, Jed.
Oh, yeah.
I'll call him out. Oh, Wiley! Wiley Wilson!
I'm Wiley Wilson. Is there something I can do for you, Jim?
Well, it's this way, Mr. Wilson. We're from Yellowhammer, and we come kidnapping.
Kidnapping?
Well, just in a gentle sort of way, you might say, Mr. Wilson. Seems like one of our leading citizens is stung with a Santa Claus affliction, and, well, he's due in town tomorrow night with half the falter all that's painted red and says mama when you squeeze it.
In other words, Mr. Wilson, the season of the year having approximately arrived, during which it is the custom to bestow frivolous but oft appreciated gifts among the young...
Now, where between a hard spot and a rock is the youngest kid we got in Yellowhammer packs a .45 and a safety razor. Well, consequent, we're mighty shy on somebody to say oh and all when they light the candles on Christmas.
And may I say, Mr. Wilson, we have discovered for the first time in our embryonic but progressive little city the inconvenience of the absence of adolescence.
So, partner, if you loan us a few kids, we guarantee to return them safe and sound on Christmas Day. And they'll come back all loaded down with a good time as Swiss Family Robinsons, cornucopias, red drums, and similar testimonials. Well, what do you say, Mr. Wilson?
I understand, and I don't reckon the need of the change, you gents. Me and the old woman's got seven kids, so to speak, but running my mind over the bunch, I don't appear to hit upon none we could spare for you to take over to your doing.
But couldn't we perhaps divide them, Mr. Wilson? Say, four for you and three for us. We should be happy to accept the leaving.
There ain't no leavings, gents, when they're yours.
Oh, me.
No, gents, thank you kindly, but I can't seem to fall in with the idea of letting none of them go.
Look, Miss Singletary, you got 12 kids, ain't you?
Well, I did have the last time I counted them. But land of living, riding herd on them young'uns is a 24-hour-a-day job.
Exactly, madam. That is why the absence of one would pass unnoticed, I am confident. we'll see that he or she or it returns to you on Christmas Day, laden with sufficient toys and goodies to lavish the season's cheer upon your entire flock.
If that ain't just like a man... Why, if a single one was missing tomorrow night when they hang up their stockings, the other 11 would take on and bellow till you could probably hear them all the way to Yellowham.
But surely, madam, one...
If you took one, you might as well take all. And you needn't worry none about that. Well, what kind of a mother would I be, loaning out my own flesh and blood on Christmas Eve? I'd be a female Judas. That's what I'd be.
The further we go, the worse it gets. We've been out most 2 days now. Tomorrow's Christmas. We ain't been able to rustle so much as one youngin'.
Situation is indeed becoming critical.
It's beginning to creep on my faculties that boring kids at Christmas is something like trying to steal butter from a man that's got hot pancakes a-comin'.
Trinidad! Lucky is yawn abode.
Oh, that's where Juan Fernandez lives. He's a second hand on the railroad.
Which answer our Fernandez progeny?
Oh, old sackful, Judge, but I'm not doubt we can bore any. Them Mexicanos said a heap of store by Christmas.
We can but try. Angels can do no more. On, Trinidad. On to the Fernandez Menage.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Juan, we were just a-wondering if you'd let us borrow one or maybe two of them muchachos of yours.
You mean to take los míos?
Well, just for the night. We'll bring them back tomorrow safe and sound.
And nobly enriched in material possession.
No, senores, madre de Dios. Conchita, she will kill me if todos los niños are not here for Navidad.
All right, Juan, we'll just leave it go with that. Do you know anybody around here that's got from one kid on up for hire or borrow?
This senora, she's come last week with the railroad man to eat. She have one, muchacho.
Oh, that's the railroad cafe at the Granite Junction, Jack.
Oh?
A merchant drives it, Juan.
Right, okay.
Listen, now we got the onion huevo.
Here
it is, here it is, here it is.
On, Trinidad, on. And they think that's found is the staring of us.
Mighty proud of you letting him face.
And you may place the utmost trust in our integrity, madam.
Count it a mercy if you would take Bobby for a while. I'm on the go from early morning until late at night, and I don't have time to tend to him. I'm learning bad habits from the men, too. It'll be the only chance you'll have to get me, Christian. Bobby! Oh, Bobby!
Wait a word!
Come on in, Bobby. These gentlemen want to talk to you.
All right. Tell them to keep their
shirts on. That's a good boy, son. I'm not going to snow off your boots. Here are the gentlemen that want to talk to you.
What do they want?
Well, it's like this, Bobby. Over in Yellowhammer, we got our Christmas tree that's all lit up like a country church. And we're hereby inviting you to join up with us and make merry and festive.
And moreover, my young friend, Santa Claus himself will personally distribute the offerings, which will typify the gifts conveyed by the shepherds of Bethlehem.
Come on. I ain't no kid. There ain't no Santa Claus. It's your folks that buy toys and sneak them in when you're asleep. They make marks in the soot with tongs to look like Santa's sleigh tracks.
That might be so. I ain't no authority on the subject. But Christmas trees ain't no fairy tales. This one we got looks like the 10-cent store in Albuquerque, all strung up in the redwood. There's tops and drums and Noah's arks.
I cut them out long ago. I'd like to have a rifle. Not a target one, but a real one to shoot wildcats with. But I guess you won't have any of them in your rose tree.
Well, I can't say for sure. It might be. You go along with us and see.
All right. I'll go with you. But if there ain't a real rifle on that tree, you can bring me right back here.
There's a tree all trimmed up and just waiting for Santa Claus and his reindeer.
Well, say, it's right pretty, Miss Walker. And I'm mighty pleased you and Miss Spangler for helping us get it all shored up and ready to delight together.
Oh, Mr. Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
I think what you're planning to do tonight is one of the sweetest things I've ever heard of in all my life. You have a heart. A heart of purest gold.
Aw, Miss Spangler, it ain't nothing. Well, when that kid is rounded up, light the candles on the tree, and set him to playing Pussy Watch the Corner and King William. And when they get going good at it, why, old Santa'll just slide in the door. Hey, I reckon there's plenty of gifts to go around, isn't
there? I'm sure there is, Santa.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'd better be getting. I'll put on my costume, and when I hear the kids are squealing and taking on over the Christmas tree, I'll just move.
It's the most beautiful tree I've ever seen.
It is pretty, ain't it?
Mm.
Ted?
Yes?
Why are you up on that ladder? That star ain't quite straight. Slip it a mite more towards the window, will you?
Sure thing you know, Miss Walker. There, how's that?
That's just fine, Ted.
Yeah, drive it up and front down, Miss Walker.
And the children, bless their baby hearts. Are the children with them?
Snowing so thick, it's hard to tell.
They got one mad looking toe. I can see him. Right on the lucky side, I'd say.
Well, open the door, Tex, and let them in. Now, everybody get ready and wish Merry Christmas when they all come streaming in, huh?
Shuck. I've seen fancier Christmas trees than that one lots of times.
Kennedy.
Jeez.
Where are all the other children?
Well, ma'am, love expecting for kids at Christmas time is like, hunting limestone for silver.
Hmm.
This here young biped ma'am is all that washes out of our 2 days maneuvering.
Oh, the sweet little boy.
Ah, shut up. Who's the kid? You ain't your best.
Flush little imp.
May I say that we exerted ourselves to the utmost, but results were nil, or practically so.
Me and the judge, we've done the best we could. It's tough on Cherokee, but it can't be helped.
Everybody get ready. Here comes Santa Claus now.
Here comes.
Don't give me that. Reindeers live in Alaska. I'll bet 2 cents against a plug of chewing tobacco. All those Irish are team of mules or horses.
Prepare for the entrance of Chris Pringle. We ride the politics that the jolly saint says this may be all he sees.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Anything you see on that tree that you want, we'll get it down for you. Won't you shake hands with Santa Claus?
There ain't no Santa Claus.
Huh?
You just got on old billy goat whiskers in your face. I ain't no kid. What I want with 1,000 tin horses? The driver said you'd have a rifle. Yay. I want to go home.
I'm sorry, Cherokee. I never was a kid in Yellowhammer. Me and the Jed, we tried to ruffle a bunch of them for your soiree, but this sardine was all we could catch. And he's an atheist and don't believe in Santa Claus.
I don't know what I was thinking about, but it never occurred to me in my cogitations that there wasn't no kids in Yellowhammer.
Nary a one, Cherokee. This jackknife here we had to import.
Well, he'll be better than none at all. Come here, old boy.
What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to profound a civil question or two. Where do you live?
Granite Junction. Mama runs the railroad eating house. I can roll a cigarette one-handed just as good as a man can. Sometimes they give me chewing tobacco and cigarettes that's already rolled.
I see. And you don't take no stock in this here Santa Claus ring roller.
Nah, that's just for babies.
Well, that being the case, I can't see no good and valid reason not to take off these here false whiskers and wings.
Sure, take them off. You ain't fooling me a bit. Hey, I know your mug all right.
Have you ever seen me before?
I never seen you before, but I've seen your picture lots of times.
Where?
On a bureau at home.
Hey, let's have your name, if you please, Bob.
It's Robert Lumpkin. The picture belongs to my ma. She puts it under her pillow at night. Once I saw her kiss it, I wouldn't. Well, women are funny that way.
Trinidad.
Yeah, Cherokee?
Keep this boy by it like a back.
You betcha I will, Cherokee.
I'm going to peel off these here Christmas duds and hitch up my sleigh. I'm going to take this kid home.
Yep. Old powerful.
How about slip me one?
What for?
What for? Light this cigarette.
Throw that cigarette away.
Yes, sir.
Throw the whole package, too.
Yes, sir. Say, I like you. I don't know why. Nobody ever made me do nothing I didn't want to do before.
Hey, tell me, kid. Are you sure your ma kissed that picture that looks like me?
Dead sure. I seen her do it.
Didn't you remark some time that fell back that it wasn't a rifle?
You bet I did. Will you get me one?
Tomorrow. Silver Mountain.
Steve!
Half past nine. We'll hit the junction plumb on time with Christmas Day. Are you cool? Hmm? Sit closer, son.
Christmas by Injunction, one of O. Henry's greatest short stories, especially adapted for Author's Playhouse by Jack Mitchell. The cast of tonight's presentation included Cliff Sabir as Cherokee, Curly Bradley as Trinidad, Sidney Elstrom as the Judge, and Jerry Spellman as Bobby. In the supporting cast were Fern Persons, Harriet Allen, Eva Parnell, Hilda Graham, Dan Bowers, Clarence Hutzel, Percy Hemus, Kyle Clarkey, and Michael Romano. The original musical score was written and conducted by Roy Shields. 1 week from tonight, Author's Playhouse will return to the air with a romantic comedy of love and football, Unlike Leonardo, by Howard Rigsby.